Hi, Leo. I have a question. It's basically a security issue. I want to write a Word document using Windows 7 and Office 2013, which contains all my important info, so I can print it out and attach it to my last will and testament.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's
so
a good idea.
I want to avoid any online access to this file. So when I write the file, I'll have my internet router turned off, and I'll write to a USB flash drive. And when I'm finished, I'll unplug the flash drive, shut down my computer. Question is there some way that the info got stored on my regular hard drive? So when I turn the router back on and power up my computer, it would be available to a hacker.
Yeah.
Example,
why security is hard. You've done some thought experiments about how this would, you know, could be compromised. None of which are valid or useful. Stop. Because I could think of already three ways that somebody could get that information. So the problem is we're not security experts. And it is deucedly hard for somebody who doesn't really, you know, have the expertise to think of defenses. And doing it yourself is always a bad idea. Now, it's that same question I posed earlier. You can't defend against a martial artist walking down the street and just beating the heck out of you for no reason. So as important as this information is to you, it's probably not as important to anybody else. So to some degree, you're protected through obscurity, like security through obscurity. But I understand you don't want to do that. You would be much better off using an existing security tool than inventing your own. Because inventing your own is destined to failure. For instance, it doesn't matter if you're online. If there's a keystroke logger on your system right now, it will log it. And whenever you go back online, it'll send all the information, including the entire document, out to the bad guy. Done. It didn't matter that you turned the machine off or disconnected the internet during the time you were doing it. If you're compromised now, you're out of luck. If you're not compromised now, you don't need to do all those things. Nobody's got access to your hard drive. So it's a very difficult thing to solve. What I would suggest doing, there are good methods for doing this that don't require what you're doing. For instance, do you use a password manager right now?
No, I've heard you talk about that, but it sounds more complicated than it was worth. So I thought my simple method would be safe.
Yeah, right. Again, we're not security experts, so it's probably a bad idea to design our own security. So a password manager, a good one, is well designed by people who know security. By the way, not all of them are. So I'll tell you which ones are safe to use. And provide a mechanism for sharing your passwords on your death. That's what I do. So I use a program called LastPass, well designed by a guy named Joe Segrist, who is a security expert and has thought all of this stuff out very carefully. By using LastPass to generate and save passwords for websites, you need to only remember one password. That's your master password. And if you keep that in your head or you write it down somewhere that's safe, like that Word document, that's protecting you against anybody getting your information. LastPass has a wonderful feature they just recently added, an emergency contact feature. And what that is you can designate a spouse or a trusted a lawyer, whoever you trust, a child. In my case, I use my wife. And I gave it her email address. If something should happen to me, she can request access to my vault. Now, LastPass, they thought about this a little bit. And they said, okay, but what will happen if she does is you will get an email saying Lisa's asked for access to your vault. Do you want to grant it? If you don't respond, and then you set the amount of time. If you're dead, you're not going to respond, right? So you can say, if I don't respond to that in a day or two or five or a week, then give her access. So that's kind of a little dead man switch you can add to that. This is a good system. Now, if somebody has a keystroke logger on your computer now, doesn't matter. They're going to log all your passwords and keys no matter what. And remember our story about Kevin Roos, who uses a very good password vault called 1Password. It is also one I recommend. 1Password has an advantage over LastPass. You never store, or you don't have to store, your password vault online. You could store it somewhere private, nobody has access to. And even if they got it, it's fully encrypted with strong encryption, so they can't get into it unless you have a dumb password like monkey123. But even then, they'd have to attack you specifically as opposed to LastPass, where all they have to do is get into the LastPass vault. At least, you know, by doing that, they'll get everybody's, and then they can find ones with bad passwords. So 1Password has that advantage. I don't know if it has the sharing feature. That's something that LastPass just added. It's the first one I've seen. I really like that idea. But again, all bets are off if you've been compromised already. The Microsoft Word document is not ideal. I mean, frankly, if you wrote it in a notebook and locked the notebook in a safety deposit box, that would be safer.
Wrote it by hand in a notebook?
Yeah. Because then there's no, there's not been.
See, then I can't edit it easily. I like the fact that it's on a computer so I can change it.
Yeah. So there's a scale. There's a balance between safety and security and convenience. And the ultimate security requires some inconvenience. Like, for instance, I've got it written in a notebook that I have to go to my safety deposit box to get. The more convenient would be something on your computer. But if you're going to do that, and I understand that's what I do, because I choose more convenience. Do something, though, that is done by security experts, and they've thought out the issues. And rather, you know, what you described sounds fine to me. But again, I probably know more about security than you do, but I'm not a security expert by any means. So, and I can think of attacks against what you just described, but I can also think about attacks against LastPass. A keystroke logger is very hard to get around. That's, by the way, what that bad guy got on Kevin Roos's computer. He sent him an email that was very believable, and Kevin believed it and ran it and did it, and it installed a keystroke logger, and then it was over. Because even if you've disconnected from the internet during that time, the keystroke logger is running the whole time and just stores up all the things you type until such time as you get back on the internet. Furthermore, Word spreads files around, temporary files and so forth. And even if you erase those files, erasing does not erase data, as we know, right? It just changes the file name and says you can reuse this. So somebody with access to your hard drive could get it. You can do a secure erase, but there's still slack space, swap space, where that data may live, some or all. The problem is, if somebody has physical access to your system, all bets are off. It's very hard to protect yourself. So there's levels of security. Can you reasonably assume that nobody malicious has physical access to your system? If you can, then what you described might be okay. Can you say, I'm pretty sure I don't have a keystroke logger, nobody has physical access? Okay, then what you just described sounds fine. Make sure you use a secure delete. I don't want people to be paranoid either. That's the trick, right? We have to live our lives. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.